What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us this morning. I have not had a chance to talk to you yet about the Pete Rose situation, and I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on this, Tom. The Major League Baseball finally decided that he and Shoeless Joe Jackson and others are going to be able to be eligible for the Hall of Fame in, what, 28, I think it is, if on the ballot?
The same year that Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina will go in together.
How about that?
So I'll be there. You know, if they get in, they get in. I mean, look, I took a hard stance on this a long time ago. I said Pete Rose does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Oh!
He bet on baseball.
Oh!
Well, he bet on baseball.
Dude.
I mean, it's the most obvious rule. That it's right there. It's plain and simple. As clear as day. So I took a hard stance on that a long time ago. But at this point, you know, it's not up to me. I mean, it's up to the guardians of the Hall of Fame, which are the writers and whoever else ends up voting for this. So if he gets in, he gets in. Great. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame anyway. There's exhibits of him everywhere about all of his accomplishments. If you put him in, then you just put on the plaque what happened and why there was such a delay in getting him in. Tell the story. He was banned from baseball for betting on baseball. And by the way, you know, his career was great. He had the most hits in Major League history, but he also bet on baseball, lied about it. You know, all those things. So I would list all of those things and make sure you have a complete account of what happened. Shoeless Joe Jackson threw the 1919 World Series. That was over a century ago, but it still happened. So, you know, if you put one in, I think you got to put the other in. If you don't put one in, you can't put both of them in. You can't have one or the other.
Can I ask why he was called Shoeless? Is it a literal?
It's just, you know, an old.
Didn't like
probably
shoes?
At some point he was, you know, playing barefoot and his friends named him Shoeless Joe. I don't remember the whole story.
All right. But listen to this and react to it here. Oh, I forgot my audio is not playing on my computer today. I was going to play you the soundbite I played yesterday from your friend Bob Costas, who thinks the Major League Baseball screwed up big time. He said a long time ago they could have made this decision. Banning Pete from any active involvement in baseball, but leaving it up to the sports writers if they wanted to include him on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, because nothing he did in baseball had any impact on his 4,000-plus hit record. And he thought there should have been a distinction a long time ago, and he said he never agreed with it. He said the rule hasn't changed. I have no problem with them enforcing the rule, but they could have enforced the rule and still let his accomplishments be noted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what I just said, that you could still put him in, but you note all of what happened on that plaque. So don't just, you know, let it go by without happening. It is part of history, part of his history, actually. Mm-hmm. It is part of his baseball career.
Well, explaining the
I mean,
delay.
He was a manager in the game. And how do we not know some of the other times in his life? What do we know and what don't we know? I mean, you can't just say that the guy, this is what he did in baseball and put him in. No, actually, what he did in baseball was also bet on baseball while he was an active manager. So you can't just skate by that. You have to put it in there as well. So yeah, let the people who put him in the Hall of Fame decide, but put it in their hands rather than just ban him. I don't disagree with that.
He also used the example of he thought the people that use steroids damaged the game a lot worse than Pete Rose ever did, and they're allowed to be on the ballot. He said as to whether or not they ever get voted in is a separate issue.
Bob's right about that.
But yeah,
I love Bob, but he's not right about that. You can't decide what was more damaging than the other. I don't know that to be fact. I mean, well, what could have been? I mean, had more people start betting on baseball, you can't be a player or manager and bet on the games that you're playing and managing in. It can't happen. It'll destroy sports completely. So you can't tell me that potentially couldn't raise into some fireball. You can't let that happen, ever.
Well, nobody's talking about them changing the rule.
I didn't say change the rule. I'm just, let's not just gloss over the fact. You cannot have some, it is the number one rule in baseball. Do not bet on baseball. It's written in every clubhouse. Everybody knows it. So let's not just say, oh, no, you know, that wasn't that big of a deal. It was a big deal. It was a huge deal. It was a massive deal. So, yeah, you could go back and say maybe they shouldn't abandon him and let the writers. Bob's correct about that. That should be the same all the way across. Let the people who vote on the Hall of Fame vote on the Hall of Fame.
What also was a big deal but unrelated was Matt Carpenter coming out yesterday and officially retiring 14 seasons with the MLB.
Yeah, great
12
career.
Of them with
great
the Cardinals.
Career. Yeah. I know. He was a great player, fun player. But he would have loved last night's game. I mean, last night's game was the win of the year for the Cardinals, without question. It was an incredible win for them. They had a 9-game winning streak snapped in game one, in 2-1, and then in game two, they erupt for a 14-7 win over the Phillies. That was a great win for the Cardinals last night.
Yeah.
And they put their foot down on one of the best teams in baseball, and Matt Carpenter would have eaten that up because that was the kind of game that he liked. You know, just getting hot. When he was hot, he was as good a power hitter as there was when he was hot. He could hit bombs all day long. Last night, he would have loved that.
Weren't they down two earlier on?
Yeah, they were down 5-1.
And came back.
Scored 5 runs in the third inning to take a 6-5 lead. Then when the Phillies tied it, they went nuts again. They went up 7-6 and then 9-6. And then when the Phillies made it 9-7, the Cardinals said, how about this? And it's 14-7. These old Cardinals teams would have folded. You're down 5-1 in game two. It's late. It's been a long day. They would have, you know, the body language would have been like, let's just, you know, let's call it a day, get to Kansas City and wrap this thing up. All right, we got beat. No, not this team. This is a young, kind of fun Cardinals team. They're all out to prove themselves, and they just crushed. They had 19 hits last night in game two. I mean, that was really, really good, and Carp would have loved that. Carp's one of the best guys I've covered. Really enjoyed his career. He started out kind of, you know, trying to make a name for himself, not very well known, and became one of the great Cardinals. He'll wear a red jacket. He'll be a Cardinals Hall of Famer.
To be clear, he's retiring at the end of the season. He's currently playing right now.
No, he's
right?
done.
Oh, he's done. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Have you been following the NHL playoffs at all? Because I just realized I hate to even bring this up, lost to Winnipeg. I have completely disconnected from anything related to
NHL. I'm very much in.
They're still playing for the second round.
I've got to go down the hall and do a sports cast, but I will say that Dallas on the cusp of beating Winnipeg is good for the Blues fans because you won't have to see that goal again. And if Winnipeg had gone on to win the Stanley Cup, you've had to relive that for the rest of your life. You might still have to. But the fact that they didn't win is a good thing. Really, really good. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you need
to
roll?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.